Hello students, welcome to the learning platform provided by Odisha State Open University. Today, in this episode, we are going to discuss about Introduction to Management. I am sure that you know what is management, because day in, day out, you are practicing management. While carrying out your activities, definitely in the morning you are planning what to do, what not to do. You are managing your parents, you are managing your friends, you are managing your relatives. So you are practicing management. Then the question comes, what we need to discuss here? Yes, we will be discussing management in a systematic manner. This is an old art and a new science. As an old art, it has been practiced since the civilization came into this world, or the society when it came into existence, management practices developed. Now we will discuss what is management. Management is making things done in one organization. Now, how to make things done? There are different definitions. I am sure you are aware of many definitions. One of the definitions talks about the art of getting things done through people. That means we will be utilizing people to fulfill certain objective. So objective in a person, you are having different objectives. Similarly, organizations are having different objectives. But the scientific study of management talks about this management in a formal organization. So, in formal organization, what the managers do, that is part of management. That is another definition which people adhere to. It says management is what managers do. Now, before going in detail about the activities of managers, let us discuss how management evolved. If you go back, when the society came into existence, people try to manage their group, people try to manage their activities for survival, that is livelihood activities. And more systematic study you will find out in Sumerian temple. The priest of Sumerian temple adopted a vast taxation system. They recorded and they carried out efficiently and effectively. Similarly, you will find Egyptian pyramids. Long back, the pyramid of Giza. You will be astonished to know that it covered 13 acres and 23 lakhs of stone, each stone weighing 2 to 2.5 on an average tons. That means 2 to 2.5 tons on an average. Now, bringing this stone from quarry, supply chain management was there. How people carry these stones from quarries up to the place where pyramid has to be built. Then there must be division of labor to cut the stones, fixation, proper planning, all these things is now one of the wonder. Still we are trying to find out how it was possible without machines, without technology, or whatever technology they used. Perhaps we are not aware of the technology they used. Next could be Babylonian civilization, where business transactions are recorded in a book. Hammurabi's code specifies responsibilities control. If you go to China, Sun Tzu's book, Art of War, which talks about how, what strategy to be followed, proper planning for war. Similarly, in India, all the great epics talks about what is morality, what is ethics, what is karma, how to do it. Particularly, we will discuss about Kautilya, the book Arthashastra. He has written how prince should rule. So management is nothing new. The systematic study of management started in 20th century. And in 20th century, management covered the activities managers do, that is planning, organizing, staffing, directing, controlling, time management, supply chain management, market management, human resource management, financial management, all these functions. Human beings or the employees of the organizations are carrying out day in and day out. So these are the basic managerial functions. Now, these management functions in this scientific era evolved with scientific management. What is scientific management? At the beginning of 20th century, F.W. Taylor started scientific management school, the first school of management. In scientific management, he discussed about how work has to be continued at the shop floor level. So focus is at shop floor level or the ground level. Focus is on workers and how productivity can be increased. To increase the productivity, the scientific management school by F.W. Taylor focused on standardization of work. Work needs to be standardized. That means per day, how much work should be done by one worker. That has to be quantified, that has to be measured. Next, after standardization of work, differential of pay system. Anybody doing more work than the standard needs to be paid more. Anybody doing less needs to be paid less. And then he continued doing research on standardizing the tools or implements. He carried out many small exercises and researches to find out what should be the standard equipment. Like for example, a spade, what should be its weight, what should be its width, all these things he tried and implemented. And he also emphasized on time and motion study, how to reduce the time for an activities to be completed. Motion, how to reduce motion so the person can conserve more energy. And scientific selection of people, training, mental revolution, management and employee relationship. These are the focus point. Beyond that, he talked about functional foremanship. A worker should be having 8 supervisors who will supervise his work. Soon after scientific management, administrative management perhaps simultaneously developed, but the book published in English little bit late. That's why we are considering scientific management school as the first one. Second one is the administrative management school, developed by Fayol. The administrative school focused on the top level management and their roles. So Fayol has come out with 14 principles to be followed in management for top level managers. These 14 principles will be discussed sometimes later. Now, soon after administrative school, it went to human relations school by Elton Mayo. Elton Mayo, a Harvard professor, while doing a consulting assignment in Hawthorne, this is famously called Hawthorne experiment. In Hawthorne experiment, he tried to find out what is that which will increase efficiency and effectiveness in organization beyond the standardization, beyond scientific innovation, scientific process and methods. And the conclusion he derived over the years that it is human relation. The supervisor's behavior with regard to employees, employees' communication among themselves, all these things started a new era that instead of focusing on tools, technology and scientific way of doing things, we need to focus on human beings because they are the crux. And human beings, to maintain, to motivate, proper relationship is required. He came out with formal group, informal group. And he came to the conclusion that it is the informal group which influences people more than the formal group. We will definitely discuss what is formal group, what is informal group in another episode. And after human relations school, next school is a behavioral school, starting with McGregor, XY theory. Behavioral school emerged And where you find leadership, where you find motivation, where you find learning, where you find conflict management techniques, all in behavioral school, taking the psychological knowledge, application in organization, developed a new era. And now management is enriched by all these things.